Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be first-time listeners, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this whole thing. And several years ago, I was asked by a friend to call our guest on this radio show. Her name is Jodi Baer. And I didn't know a lot about Jodi Baer before. Actually, I didn't know anything about Jodi Baer before he asked me to give her a call. And when I spoke to her, I kind of realized that there was an energy on the phone call and there was a feeling that my life would never be the same. And I say that sincerely as I can make it, because I knew that what she was doing with building a home-based business was going to be able to help us document people's level of success truly in a home-based business. No hidden agenda, no inside stories, no special secrets. This gal is a hard worker. And she defines, in my opinion, hardworking, integrity, push, drive, goals, fun, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then wrap that up with smarts, really knowledgeable about health and nutrition as well. And if you're looking for a leader or a home-based business to work with, you want to definitely work with Jodi Baer. We love her so much that we actually do this radio show live almost every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we gave her a special spot, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodi. If you want to hear some of the previous radio shows, you'll be able to do that as well. And because it's Thanksgiving week, I have to say thank you to not only Jodi, that's always, but also thank you to the people that she has brought on our radio shows, too many to mention, but people like, you know, Dr. Marinakis and Elise Marinakis and Mike King and Debbie Armentrout and Judy Rosenkrantz and all of the other people that are here that have been on our radio show, Don Underhill. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I don't want to freeze and miss out. If I missed you, it's only because there's so many that they have been just amazing people to be able to work with and hear from and hear their stories. So everything from we probably have brand new babies as a result of them doing this stuff on this radio show in a positive sense to everything. And I have to say thank you to Jodi personally for making all this stuff happen. I provide the platform. She provides all the content and the hard work. And then you can't miss out on Mr. Bob Baer, who's behind the scenes all the time. So Jodi, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, Peter, you know, you stole the thoughts right out of my mind, because mind is body, soul, spirit. I absolutely have enjoyed working with you. It's just been unparalleled. And yes, that's where you go back and you say thank you. Thanks for giving what you do to us. Thanks for giving it to everyone that you deal with on Building Fortunes Radio and all the people that we just trickle out. It is like throwing a pebble in the Atlantic Ocean, but then there's a trickle-out effect. And, you know, it is really true. There is so much in the word thanks. There's thought, there's hope, there's appreciation. There's no knowing, which is a K, but knowing that you have a knowledge of those special people in your life. That's what the word thanks means to me. So thank you for offering your accolades back at you, because I've always said, if you spot it, you got it. So for those of you that have not heard a little bit, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story tonight. We're going to have a ball. I just want you to let you know we're going to have a ball, because this is going to be a Thanksgiving show. And then I'm going to take you in to what's new and exciting with Boss Travel, because frankly, this is the most highly trafficked week on planet Earth in the United States. So let's talk about travel. But in the meantime, yes, Tales of the Travel Girl, Jodi Baer, born and raised in Montana with one traffic light. When I left at age 18 to seek my fame, my purpose as a classically trained vocal musician and pianist. Well, did I know that there would be no traffic lights in Laurel, Montana ever again? Well, I think I took it with me because I got on the fast lane, just enjoyed every moment of singing in front of the Pope, doing this, doing what I thought was my purpose, but actually it was just my talent of giving back at the point, because health became my passion and my purpose in my life. When then, as a young mother of two babies in diapers, my husband was 29, I was 25, and my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. It was a turning point in my life. And what I knew is that I wanted to give her something that would allow her to live, and yes, it did. The great Ganoderma allowed her body to heal itself so that she had way beyond her 6 weeks to live diagnosis. She had 3 years quality of life. As I've said, direct sales found me. If you found this radio show tonight, direct sales has found you, because when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I needed something for myself around the nooks and crannies of my life with absolutely wonderful sons, but they were in, you know, from diapers to training pants, and I needed something to keep training my brain. So with a small office set in the laundry room in the basement so nobody could hear all of the noise, when I had a babysitter in for 6 hours a week, I started building this business. I started with the time that I had. Why is that important? Because you, everyone, has a busy life. You, me, everybody, and Mr. Magoo, including Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, has a busy life at this point. But finding the time to fit it in the nooks and crannies of your life was the reason that I had a platform. When I got a note on my kitchen table from my now husband that said I'm not coming home, I had something to go into so that I could build a home-based business. Yes, I was 3 months behind on every single bill. The only thing that was in my bank account was one number, and the number was zero. And in 27 days, I had all my bills caught up. I was 3 months behind my mortgage, you name it. At that point, we didn't have cell phones, but car, utilities, everything, thanks to the magic of residual income. The magic of residual income that pays you month after month after month, like, hear that? Like clockwork. So then when I found that I could create this thing around having time, financial, and stress-free freedom around my sons, I have thought about this with Laws Travel. I looked up the numbers that when my sons, because they came up through club, high school, collegiate, world ranks, I found when nobody could drive and I had to do it all, when they were doing international competition in their early teens, I found receipts in the early 90s that my yearly bill was over $65,000 in travel. What if I would have had Boss Travel and it would have been 75% less? There are me out there with you in your 30s, and you're running around with everything, trying to make it work with these kids in there. And thankfully, my sons, yes, it really paid off. They got free college thanks to me not being free, but I had the time freedom and being free to make the money when I want. So yes, I was free along with them, and they got free college. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I was thinking about it today. I'm sitting here. I'm a wimp. It is 56 degrees. I'm in my fuzzy slipper and my fuzzy robe and my slippers, by the way, thanks to Linda Huff, my BFF in St. Augustine. They're camouflage. I just want you to know. I want you to get this picture of Jody Bear doing this radio show in my home-based business in my fluffy robe and my fuzzy camouflage slippers. Where else could you do this with a home-based business? Where else can you have the time, financial, and stress-free freedom? Nowhere that I know, and nowhere else do I know that when Bob Dare found me on the beach, it's now 9 years ago, and proposed a year later that I could come back to this industry after being in corporate America, spending $300,000 on my business, hoping that I would break even within 3 years, which I did, and I was only 15% of all people do this for crying out loud, that I could come back with a minimal investment, come back to direct sales, and have the time, freedom, the stress-free freedom, the financial freedom of being Mrs. Bob Bear for my mature years, thinking about going off for Thanksgiving, going down to South Florida, checking out the fact that we're looking for a second home down in Southeast Florida. The reason I say this is not to brag about me, because we've been brainwashed. 97% of all people work for, you know, you go to school for 14,000 hours, get good grades in college, then you work 40 years at 40 hours a week for somebody else's dream, and then when you're my age, at 65, you're going to retire at 40% less? Oh, I don't think so. If you're out there right now and you're thinking, I'm almost retirement age, I'm concerned that I'm going to outlive my retirement, I have a plan for you. If you're sitting there with student loan debt and you're in your 20s and saying, I went and I got straight A's and I'm working at Cece's Pizza, I have a plan for you. Young parents that have children and you're double income, never seeing the kids, I have a plan for you. And if you're one of these running around with all of your everywhere, everybody's into everything and nobody drives kind of lifestyle and you don't have that time with your children, because my son said to me when he got married in May, when his wife said, you know, really, what does your mom do? And he goes, I don't know. I never really felt like she worked my whole life. If you want that, I have something for you. So as you're listening about this Thanksgiving program, and yes, I'm going to turn on the gear, the health coach, Jody, and give you some real life tools that you can use for the holidays. So you don't have to figure that you can turn the scale down 15 pounds and still stay the same weight, or get on the scale, which Black Friday is the day when you're losing weight and you want to regain, you know, your optimum weight and all of this, that you have to turn your scale and you get on your scale backwards. I'm going to give you all of those kind of tips. But just know that direct sales is the only place that you can truly have thanks living every single day of your life, because you are in control of your paycheck, who you work with, when you work, and when you don't want to work. And that's what I love about what I do. When we collided, and when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and we found Jay Nolan found us. Gosh, 2 years ago, when we knew he was coming out of retirement, here he had created one company, $400 million in 14 months, second company, $800 million in 2 years, and now this company, Success by Health, is growing faster than Microsoft, Burger King, and Apple combined at this stage. I am so glad that I started when I did. I am so thankful for this man, Jay Nolan. So I'm so thankful of what he has given me and so many of us that are in our late 50s, 60s, because we're not, definitely not in overtime on the game of life. We're not even in the two-minute drill. I've just started my fourth quarter. And what he's given Gen Xers, he's given millennials, as I said, every single age, and globally now we're in 90 countries. The visionary, the man has done everything he said he would do. Why? Because he's known as the millionaire maker. He's created more millionaires in a year, more millionaires in a month, countless, too many to even think about, as he said, people that have made six figures in a month. And I'm grateful to say, because of this compensation plan, because of this commission plan, if so I should call it, 2.0, that I have more people that are making a comma. 65% of my team is getting in the comma club every 2 weeks, not once a month, but every 2 weeks. So this is my story, and this is why I'm so excited, because Tales of a Travel Girl, the life of a zip, you know, Ziploc bag, which is going to be my memoirs that Bob Bear is writing for my grandkids. Check this out. Because of Voz Travel, it's going to be Tales of a Travel Girl, my life, and a golden lined Ziploc bag. Peter Mingles, you mentioned many of these names earlier on. We embarked with our new Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Duvan Butera Montoya. He is from Colombia, lives outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I can tell you that Mr. Butera has, and I have partnered, being the first out of the gate to do it is 10-city tour of Voz business travel influencers. Because how many business owners out here of you, can you hear and you're hearing that you have a traditional business, that's great. I did too for 17 years. But just as I talked to a plastic surgeon on Thursday from Celebration, Florida, and he said to me, he said, why would I do something like this? I said, let me ask you something. In all due respect, doctor, use his name. Are you concerned that you will outlive your retirement? And he said, yes, I am. A plastic surgeon. People want that residual income that pays you month after month after month after month, whether you work that piece of business again or not. All people do. So we are rolling out the first out of the gate, the Bear team, the number one team in all of Success by Health, are rolling out the Voz Business Travel Influencers Tour. So if you're listening to me and you're an insurance agency, you're a physician, you're a this, you're that, you know, I don't care what you are, lawyer, Indian chief, dry cleaners, let's put a plan for you that you can have Voz Travel as your adjunct and can pay you month after month after month after month, because those four clicks that you heard were 4 seconds. And that means that there was $1 million that was spent in travel just like that. So this is where we have been. Big shout out to Jill Rosenkrantz and Alan Boone, who kicked off the tour in Frankfort, Kentucky, and Lexington, Kentucky this last Thursday and Saturday. After Thanksgiving, Mr. Patero will be with Debbie Armentrout, will be the host in Atlanta on February 3rd. If you're listening to this, just make sure, and Peter, I'm going to get you the dates that you can put it up on Building Fortunes Radio, okay? Then he's going to be in Baltimore with Mike King, thank you, hosting in Baltimore area on the 4th of December. Then Mr. Patero is coming down to Boca Raton, Florida on the 5th. The host will be Dr. Jim Marinakis in Boca Raton, Florida. That's Palm Beach to Jupiter, down to Fort Lauderdale that Thursday evening. Then we're coming up to Melbourne, Florida that Friday for a lunch and learn. Samantha Nazario will be host in Melbourne, Florida. And then we're back in my neck of the woods here in Mission Inn, because nobody knows where Howie in the Hills, Florida is. But it will be the Orlando Training Center team of Carol Darrigan, Rob and Nancy Bear, James and Amy Irving, and myself hosting Mission Inn on the 7th. Of December, and then we will finish up this part of the tour, the second phase, in Orlando, Florida at the Avante International Hotel, 2 p.m. On Sunday with the same Orlando Training Center team, 2 p.m. The times for Atlanta are 7 p.m., Baltimore 7 p.m., Boca Raton is 6 p.m., Melbourne, Florida, that lunch and learn is 11:30, then Mission Inn is 10:30 that Saturday, Orlando is 2 p.m., and then he's flying out to, Mr. Patero is flying out to Dallas, Texas. That's another team that will be hosting them. And then he will be in Phoenix, Arizona on the 14th of December with Elise Marinakis and Jacob Bunyard. And that will be a Saturday morning at the Marriott close to the airport. So don't you know, Peter, after that, it's going to be great. We are going to have the 12 days of Christmas after this. It's going to be Voz Travel Edition, and I'm so excited to say that Mr. Devon Botero has said yes to being my guest on Building Fortunes Radio. You're going to hear from the man who has been the vice president of several companies and taken them to $1 billion in sales. Mr. Jay Nolan has a way as a visionary finding talent that is just the right time, right place, right now. And he will be my guest next Sunday, December. Can you believe we're saying December already? December 1st on Building Fortunes Radio back here Sunday at 8:30. So after the break, we're going to talk about preparation for Thanksgiving. Back to you, Peter.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Jody Bear. Looking forward to it. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear, and she's kind of going over the travel schedule for the new VP that's come in to help them launch this portion of their business. And for those people that might be listening in, realize that, first of all, Jody Bear, this is a new VP for your company, and he's devoting all of his time that I could see so far to the people that are on your team. So for those people that are interested in joining Jody's team, that's going to be something that benefits you directly. So if you kind of see it, I mean, I don't know what to do. Maybe bring a little bit of a 2x4, kind of like club you over to, just to kind of get your attention, if you will. I say that playfully. But just if you really start to think about it, you have a VP who's going to be dealing with the people that are part of Jody Bear's team. And if you want to be able to take advantage of that and leverage that, leverage is a good word. It may not be a good word for Donald Trump, but leverage is a good word for being able to take advantage of this right now for 2019, but even into 2020 as well. So I just want to kind of highlight that, Jody, because as I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know, Mike King's a great guy, and this will really help him build his business. And Debbie Armentrout, oh my gosh, and Dr. Marinakis, and you, and the other people that you referenced, this is going to really help them build their business within your business as well, but it's just huge. So anyway, so back to you.
And thank you, Peter, because I'm telling you, we really are excited. And oh, by the way, after the first of the year, he will be in Charlotte, North Carolina with Diana Pop and up in Toronto. I'm so not going up there to Toronto, Canada. I can let him do that with Dr. Carol Magda and other areas as well, down in Iowa City with Clayton Miller. I mean, we are hitting every single one of our markets, and I am so grateful that we are the first out of the gate. And yes, all I'm going to say, not bragging, success leaves clues. We've got it going on. If you want it going on, just listen. So this is how you're going to get it going on for your preparation for Thanksgiving. I'm calling this preparation because when you prepare more on the front end, less on the back end, you are never disappointed. Okay, so you know that Thanksgiving is also known in health coaching arenas as the universal guilt-free day, okay? So it's really not a diet. What it is a healthy lifestyle that we're going to be doing. So these are tips that you can use not only for Thanksgiving, but you can use it for Aunt Martha's birthday, Mark's bar mitzvah, you know, the 4th of July barbecue, the folks' 50th wedding anniversary, Halloween, you name it. You got it, you know, see, success is where preparation and opportunity meet. And this is an opportunity for you to have success around not having to get on the scale backwards or turn the scale down 15 pounds. Oh, I didn't gain a pound. Okay. And by the way, that quote is to Bobby Unser, the NASCAR driver. I mean, maybe he knows about preparation, getting in those cars and going 900 miles an hour. So let's have a little bit of success. Okay. Thanksgiving is focused on one of the most important meals of the entire year. Oh, by the way, that meal, you will consume 4,500 calories, 230 grams of fat on Thanksgiving Day alone. That's 3 days worth of calories. That's the bad news. The good news is that there's a way to get around it. And as Chris Rock, there was a post on Instagram that said, please don't post your pictures of your Thanksgiving meal because we're all eating the same. And he used the other word, but I'm going to say, we all are eating the same stuff. Cracked me up. So here's the way of getting around eating the same stuff. I mean, that's the shocking part. But see, most of the calories come from the all-day snacking in front. That's where preparation and in front of the TV. That's where preparation will make a difference. So just remember, these are a few tips. Guzzle water. Stay hydrated during the day. You will eat less. Your body may think it's hungry, but actually it's dehydrated. Okay, do not save room. There is no such thing, okay? Make sure you start your day with breakfast. You know, have a light breakfast, have a light lunch. See, it's better to eat smaller meals every 3 hours. I'm a firm believer on this because you don't have any glycemic spikes or crashes, okay? Just like it says, don't skip meals trying to save room for later. This guarantees that you won't be starving and you won't be eating too much. Okay. Now, when it's important that to not pile the food high. Keep it one layer, kind of like if you're living on a one-story house. Don't put the rolls on top because then guess what? You're going to eat three rolls. Okay, and I'm not telling you to go ahead and just eat celery sticks. But when you have an hors d'oeuvre before you eat the main meal, make it something that's healthy, like hummus. And I've got a recipe. I'm going to just give you the little substitutions for pumpkin hummus. It's absolutely tremendous, okay? But start out your day being active. Maybe a brisk walk. I have done a turkey trot like forever. I remember putting the turkey in upside down, running a half marathon in my day. And then when I came back at 1 o'clock, I turned the turkey right side up, browned it for at 400 for 10 minutes. That will be the best frickin' turkey we'll ever have. And all the fat will run down to the white meat and it's succulent. That's if you really want to run a bunch. Okay, 8-hour turkey, put it on for 275. Last a few minutes, turn it up to 400, really crisp up the skin, okay? Now, this is what I know. Use stevia in your cooking instead of sugar, because sugar just is the biggest inflammatory item on planet Earth. Choose non-fat milk or unsweetened almond milk over cream. You know, go ahead with a little planning. Think about your piece of turkey being the palm of your hand. Think about your veggies. That's not the green bean casserole with everything else known on planet Earth in it, but your have a few of the crispy critters on that, but pick through your green beans. Make sure you converse, just don't shovel it in your mouth, because you've got to make sure that as you top your stomach, it takes 20 minutes for you to say that I'm full, all right? And then leave the roll about the time that you're looking at the mashed potatoes. You probably won't eat the roll because, you know, when the rolls are called up yonder, that's when I want them to be there, not the muffin top around my middle, okay? So what I know that it's really good, do the dressing half a palm size as well as the mashed potatoes, and you're going to be good to go. Decide that you're going to have dessert a little later on. Make it half the size of what you want, because you'll be glad that you did. It's just a way of having a little bit of a leeway, still enjoying the meal, because the thing that you're most thankful for is not the day of gluttony. The thing that you're most thankful for is, just like Peter and I said, it's relationships. It's relationship building. It's being with friends, family, people that you love. So I'm going to give you another preparation and choice. When you make your hummus, and just blend this in a food processor, it's really easy. Do a 15-ounce can of chickpeas, with a 15-ounce can of pumpkin. And then you use a tablespoon or two of lemon juice, a teaspoon of minced garlic, and then paprika, about a fourth of a teaspoon, and a fourth of a teaspoon of cumin. This will be the best hummus that you've ever had, and see, that is a protein in and of itself. Then garnish it with cinnamon and nutmeg, and yes, it is absolutely delicious. I'll tell you another thing that's absolutely delicious is right now, Mr. J. Nolan, remember when I was on 2 weeks ago and I said we have free sign-ups? You can take a free sign-up tour in preparation to think if you want to go ahead and build this business with us. So reach out to me, Jody Bear, 678-522-3757, or go to newfreedomtour.com/JODEE. So in preparation for the biggest travel day week of the year, I can tell you that we have the first phase done. We are now going into, and we will be launching as a VIP service to a few select people in our company on the 19th of December. Peter, already. Is that crazy? Now, right now, the as we're calling it, the club price of either $12.95 or $27.95 will be good only through the end of this month, which is only a week, okay? Now, I'm not going to name the name, but I'm going to give you an example. $12.95 to get discounted travel. Well, hold on a minute here. There's a company, if I knew the name, you'd know the company, all right? It's $35,000 to buy into their exclusive travel club. They do have 1- and 2-star properties that they squeeze in on high traffic days. And that's just an annual one-time fee. Then you have to pay $250 a month for 2 years. And then you got to pay it again. This is a one-time fee. That's it. Now, what is the difference between $12.95 and $27.95? You've got an opportunity to get an equity share. When we sold all 3,000 founders out globally through this platform, there will be a payout of 2.5% divided by 3,000 of the gross revenues of the company. I hope that we wait until the end of 2020 to pay this out. I hope that we're a $1 billion brand to get that bigger 2.5%. You see, these are the 7 unique selling points of why Voz Travel is different, the voice of travel, than any other. We own our own platform. We own our own artificial intelligence called Dina, just like Alexa, Siri, Cortana. We have 1 million pieces of inventory already. We have an exclusive relationship, which nobody else has, with Southwest Airlines. But check this out. This is number 6. It is a one-stop shopping cart. Why do people love to shop for Amazon? I can get my husband's socks, paper towels, and my lip balm all at one time. I hit send, shopping cart, it's done. This is the only travel club that has all features that you want. Vacation rentals, even castles, rental cars, cruises. You name it, your hotel rooms, everything that you want, your excursions, your golf packages, your wine, local things, it's all there to pick and choose. One-stop shopping cart, just like Amazon. That's what we have going on. That's number 6. Number 7 is that we have a 5-star experience with no less than a 3-star accommodation. We have a concierge service already that has 8 languages, including Mandarin. Do you think we're going to be big in Asia? Oh, yeah. That's the biggest travel portion. Okay. The next one is no blackout dates. You don't have to worry that you can't go when you don't want to go. The rewards program, even for the end user, is $1 spent, you get $1 reward. It's not like you have to spend $50,000 and get one hotel room. But the last, the baker's dozen of this, the biggest USP of them all, I've got to come back to, is Mr. Jay Nolan. The extreme visionary, thinks of every single detail. Case in point, we just redid our affiliate sign-up sheet. Mike King was working on it. He's just my right-hand man when it comes to this thing, among other things. That's why we just call him the King. So we finished it, sent it off to Mr. Nolan. He said, it doesn't need to say abides by the terms and conditions. It needs to say abides by the SBH terms and conditions. He doesn't miss a thing. The attention to detail is extraordinary. But as you've heard me say before about our visionary, our CEO and founder, the man has created almost $5 billion in this sector of direct sales and is the second most documented person in all of the industry. He only knows how to win. So if you want to win with us, and remember, 75% off of your own travel, and then the end user gets 35%, up to 35% off on their travel. Let's say the price differentiation is $1,000. Guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, as an elite travel affiliate with Voz Travel, you get 50%. You know what? I'm not big in math, but I can figure out half all day long. Don't forget, it's free to sign up. Take a look and see right now. It's newfreedomtour.com/Jody. I can figure out half why, because I know half of this of an $8.8 trillion industry is going to make me so thankful to give back to the charities that Bob Barron and I love so much. To give back because we give back to the first fruits, whether it's our Success by Helping Foundation with the Kenyan children, our house that is getting built down in Colombia that is going to be the halfway house for young adolescents and young adults to keep them safe from human trafficking, to what we're doing for historical preservation through Voz Travel, to the 600 homeless youth that we have now taken in, the high school youth. Thanks to Mr. Jane Olin's visionary, because, and just being the visionary that he is, his vision of wanting to give back so that we can be thankful for the blessings that we have in our lives. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, this is an ad. And yes, I am closing you because we are going for number one. We're going for number one with or without me or anyone else. But how about come on? When were you ever at the ground floor of something? As you've heard me tell the story about Wayne that I met, the first person I met in Orlando at the gas pump. Here he was a young limo driver. Who did he have in his limo? When he was age 26, in the late 60s, he had Walt Disney and Art Linkletter. He overheard them speaking, and he said, I think I'm going to create another Disneyland over, I've heard of a place called Kissimmee. It's in Central Florida. Wayne, which is not his real name, got busy. Wayne got busy and put OPM, other people's money, together. He saw the vision. He said, this is a chance of a lifetime. He took probably 97 stops to go from L.A. to Orlando in a DC-3, you know, one of the things with the whirligig on the front, like a rubber band for a jet. And guess what? He landed there, he bought the land, and he met Walt Disney at the opposite end of a closing table in 2 weeks. And Walt Disney said to him, Wayne, I think you look familiar. He said, yes, sir. I was your limo driver 2 weeks ago. You see, that's a man who seized an opportunity, and so can you. Right time, right place. Right now, spelled backwards, is one, because we're going for number one. And what I do in my life is I only wish to impact the health and wealth. And we're doing 100,000 lives, and we're doing it this year, just the bare team. And how are we doing it? Ladies and gentlemen, Peter, we're doing it one cup of coffee and tea, one trip at a time. So if you want to be part of this Thanksgiving time, so Thanksgiving is just one day. How about the Thanksgiving of having time, financial, and stress-free freedom with a second-to-none opportunity with the icon himself and the number one team in all of direct sales that's only going straight to the top? Go and be with me, Jody. Call me, 678-522-3757, or reach out to me on my email, Jodee at Health Coach Jodee, my name again, Jodee. I didn't want you to forget me, .com, or go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee. Thanks, Peter, for allowing me to give you some real tips and preparations for Thanksgiving the Voz Travel way. See you next week.
Excellent. Yep, excellent. We'll see you next week. We're going to have that VP, and we're going to make sure we have that calendar event for you as well on buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Catch everybody next time. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanks, Jody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.